My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, a man was talking to his lawyer about a divorce. "What is your reason for divorce?" the lawyer asked. "It is my wife's terrible manners. She has such a bad, terrible manners that she is disgracing the whole family," said the man. "That is bad. How long have you been married?" the lawyer asked him. 10 years, the man replied. 10 years. "If you have been able to put up with her terrible manners for 10 years, I can't understand why you want a divorce now," the lawyer asked him. "Well," said the man, "I did not know it before. I just bought a book about table manners or dining etiquette yesterday." My dear friends, today's gospel is a simple story with a profound message. A meal, almost in all the cultures, brings people together. Today we have supper club in our church at 4 p.m. The meal is an expression of friendship, communion, and a desire to grow together. One day, a leading Pharisee had invited Jesus to a meal. Jesus has noticed the undignified scramble of the people for the places of honor. And Jesus used this occasion to teach about the importance of being humble. Jesus challenges his fellow guests about the places they choose to sit during a meal. He pointed out that when you are invited to a meal, to a marriage feast, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. My dear friends, Jesus was not trying to teach them about the table manners or dining etiquette or public behavior. Rather, Jesus used this occasion to tell them about a spiritual truth, namely about the preparation for the feast to be held in the kingdom of God at the end of time or the end of our life on earth. God is the host of the banquet, and the invitation is open to all. However, invitation to attend the feast in the kingdom of God must be accepted and responded with humility and not with pride and arrogance. Humility is one of the greatest and most important of virtues. It is virtue in which one acknowledges his lowliness and dependence upon Almighty God. In the first reading, Sirach says, "Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God." Jesus in today's gospel says, "For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and humble those who humble themselves will be exalted." Jesus is an example of exaltation that God will grant to every humble believer. My dear friends, Jesus is the model of humility. Jesus is fully God, yet he humbled himself and became man. He chose to live on this earth in the poorest and meanest circumstances. Jesus washed the feet of his disciples at the Last Supper and died on the cross for the humanity. Therefore, God highly exalted him. Our Blessed Mother Mary is the most honored of all human beings who ever lived. The reason why God chose her to be his mother was her humility. She said at the Annunciation, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Many saints have attained great honor in heaven because of the practice of humility. St. Paul writes of himself, "I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church." 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 9. St. James wrote, "God opposes the proud, but gives graces to the humble." Chapter 4 verse 6. St. Augustine, whose feast church celebrates today, says, "It was pride that changed angel into devil. It is humility that makes men as angels." So, all those who are willing to practice the virtue of humility are like angels. In the words of Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, "Humility is the mother of all the virtues. Purity, charity, and obedience. It is in being humble that our love becomes real, devoted, and ardent. If you are humble, nothing will touch you, neither praises nor disgraces, because you know what you are. If you are blamed, you will not be discouraged. If they call you a saint, you will not put yourself on the pedestal." My dear friends, we are living in the consumer world. Nowadays, we like to market ourselves in the social media platform. It is painful to see walking with pride trumpeting all our achievements and the good things, the charity we did on every social media platform. It is the symbol of our pride. So make yourself centered in Jesus Christ and become humble and gentle as Jesus was. Then, my dear friends, we will be honored by God. Anyone who wishes to enter the kingdom of God must be humble, have a grace-filled Humility Sunday. May God bless you.